If a person acid made a neder that somebody else that he doesn't get along with is not that half hanor from this person's chelik in the shul or the svarim of the shul, he cannot do such a thing. Mishabru says it's a takanas hakoinim because since everybody's partners in the shul and the svarim, if I ask a my chelik and an individual, and he won't be able to use entire shul because we don't have a specific place where my chelik is. And therefore, to prevent people from doing acts that are going to cause the other person not to be able to use the shul or any of the svarim, they said, you're not allowed to do such a thing. The halacha says that the chayiv is talking about a case where he didn't buy his specific seat. But if he bought his specific seat, so that already becomes his. He could even give it be a Yerusha to his descendants. So the chayiv, they should be able to ask it. So Ermaisa, he found that the Meiri, that many poskim say that under all circumstances, there's a special takonis going in that you cannot ask it. Siv Tezai. Misha Hitchel Beisil Beisak Nesses, Vyesh Lomerivam Echem Yakol, and Yochel Osra Elonkin Yesrenu Lechol Akol Keechol. The person has his house, and he gave it over to the shul for public use, and now he got into a fight with somebody. So he wants to ask the shul on that person, because it is his shul, even so he cannot do it. Mishavu says there's a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, one of the less famous ones, but Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, that if I go and give him my house to the tzibur for a shul, I cannot answer it on anybody. And the reason is they were concerned about the bizoin of that other person, which brings back memories of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. We should not try to emulate the behavior of those two individuals, which brought about the Chum Beis HaMikdash, and unfortunately, that behavior has not stopped yet. But anyway, we do our best to prevent that type of thing. So, if it's going to be Aser for everybody, then there's no basement for this individual. So they said, you want Aser on moving? Aser on everybody, and they'll find a new shul. You can't do just one specific person. The Mishabu says also that which he could Aser on everybody is because he made an open-ended shayla. He didn't say it was a specific amount of time. Then he still has rights to it. But if he gave it over to him a specific amount of time, then there's a whole discussion whether within that time Bichlal has the right to answer or not. And so it continues the Rambam, V'dapka sheishu v'tchila stam. When he gave it over to them stam, Avra hitna mitchila shekol zman sheyitzev limchois yeh biyod limchois, o shelo hishu lehem befeirish, elei michum mikonis befeisir, shus biyod limchois amishu yitzev. This din, that one cannot answer the house that he gave over to the shul on an individual, it's in a case where he stopped, gave it over to the shul. But if you made a specific condition that I have the right to stop any individual from coming in, since he made such a specific condition, he has the right to do so. If I'd be the rabbi of the shul, I would say, Michael Tavis, somebody else give the shul. Yeah, but anyway, that's halacha. It comes to such a thing. Or another case is that he says, I'm not giving it over to the shul, but I'm letting you enter my house for the time being. So he retained full possession of it, then he can do what he wants, he can ask whatever he wants. The halacha is another chiddush, where if he lended it out to the Siba, we said that the chayim is a reino gersh, that he is not allowed to ask an individual. The halacha says that it's a chayim not to do it. But if a person did it, he gave over his house to the Siba, he still has enough ownership that technically he can ask it. But it's just considered as a chayim if you do it. Sifyut Zayin. The person gave her his house and it was used by the tzibur for a long period of time. And then the tzibur cannot decide afterwards they want to switch to somebody else's house. In other words, he has a schus to keep the shul in his house since he already gave it and it was used by them for a period of time. And the shul says that some of them want to go some other place. As long as there's a minion that's kept in that house, it's all right. Because he didn't lose out in time. The Shmuel continues that it's not only by a shul. Anybody who's zeichat any inyan of kovod or a mitzvah, we don't take it away from him if we don't have a very clear, justified reason to do so. And it's even things that are not constantly used, if they use once in a while, but once a person has a schus that to do this mitzvah, we don't take it away from him. It says though, the Achrayim say, person, he's a chever kavisha. He has a chazaka that he was in charge of burying people. Such a person cannot stop other people from burying, because his each one is a personal mitzvah. I can't stop the other person from doing a mitzvah just because I also am doing this mitzvah. Yeah, if there's a set of Chevra Kadisha, then you're supposed to leave Chevra Kadisha in the position they always left.